Well, hi. Guess what? We got off on our recording schedule, so it is me today. I'm filling in for Brother John, and we're going to be back on track, but today is me, and we're going to go right on into the Word here, and let me share with you what the Lord's put in my spirit regarding this season that we're in. You know, there's a saying in the world that says timing is everything, and that's really very true. It's naturally and spiritually, and we're in a season right now. If you go back and listen to a prophecy from March 22nd, where the Lord is calling us into prayer right now, it's a season of 30 days of intensely seeking Him. You know, anytime the Lord speaks and gives a specific number and time and date, those things really stand out to me, and that really got my attention. When the Lord said 30 days, I said, that just got my attention, and I do my best to not take the words of the Lord lightly when I hear them spoken, but most specifically when I hear those days and seasons, I take a special heed because it matters. It matters to me. There's a season for things to happen and to come to pass. There's a season in your life and in your walk with the Lord for things to happen, and there's windows of opportunity that can be missed. Not that they might not come back around later, but that particular time, you know, something could have changed in our lives and in our walk with the Lord, and we really got to take advantage of those and be sensitive to what the Spirit is saying. And that's where we are right now. We need to be sensitive to what the Spirit is saying at this time. And He's called for prayer. And He has spoken a few years back, the Lord has, about how He's bringing together the body of Christ all over the world, and how pleasing it is to the Lord for us to dwell together in unity. That unity is a beautiful thing. So I'm just going to take a moment and read a scripture that the Lord brought to me. And it's from the book of Esther, and it is from the book, the chapter 4. And I know the very common scripture that's always quoted for such a time as this, but that's not what the Lord spoke to me. What He actually spoke to me is a little further down, and that's what I'd like to pass along today. So let's go to Esther chapter 4, verse 16. He says, this is Esther speaking. Go, gather together all the Jews that are present in Shushan, and fast ye for me, and neither eat nor drink 3 days, night or day. I also, and my maidens, will fast likewise. And so will I go in unto the king, which is not according to the law, and if I perish, I perish. The Lord brought this to me in such a way that I could see Esther, that she was not exempt from what was going to happen, how the Jews were going to perish. She was not exempt. It didn't matter her position. Didn't matter who she was or where she was. She was not exempt from this sentence that was being passed on the Jews. And she took that to heart, and she joined in with the people. So it was from the low to the top. They all sought the Lord together in unity. See, it was life or death for them. And if we would really look at where we are spiritually, it's life or death for us too right now. We need favor right now. We need God's favor at this time. And there's power in coming together in a spirit of unity and calling on the Lord at the same time, seeking the same thing. And that's a very simple message that I want to put out today. It's not heavy. It's not heady. It's not too hard, too complicated. It's really simple. Let's heed the words that the Lord has given us. Not just that prophecy from the 22nd, but I believe the Lord's added on to it a few times as a further explanation. Go back and listen, watch, review, and apply it, and let's all come together. Let's do this. Let's do this at this time and see what lies ahead for us. What does God have in store for us? I can't wait to see. So I want that power of unity to stick in you today, I want you to think about it. And every time you go to prayer, I want you to think of all the other people that are praying right along with you. Maybe not right that very moment, but all over the world, His children are calling on Him right now. This is the time to call on Him while He's near. God bless you. I hope that you have a really wonderful day, and we will speak again soon and get our videos right back on track. God bless.